Don't look now, but big hog supplies could spell big problems for pork producers for the rest of the year. Large hog numbers ready for processing for the rest of the year will put packer capacity under stress. That's according to Steve Meyer, the vice president of pork analysis for EMI Analytics. He says the industry has had this problem before, but it only lasted for about a week. This time, he says it could last a lot longer than that, and producers need to be prepared.
It's pretty imperative that producers really work hard the next 2 or 3, 4 weeks to get current on markings if they're not current already. And because once you get to the end of September, I just don't think we're going to have space in these kill queues to actually move any pigs, you know, keep moving pigs forward for sure. And just keeping up will be a challenge.
Meyer predicted this situation in an interview with AgriPulse earlier this year. Then he said he foresaw issues with packer capacity that could hit sometime this fall. Now, fall is right around the corner, and he says market factors look to be headed toward capacity issues.
Well, price outlook is not very rosy. I mean, we've still got 58 to 62 for the fourth quarter. That's a carcass weight basis, national net weighted negotiated. That's kind of where the futures are right now. They're pretty close to that number. But that's obviously not very good. That's about where we were last year. We were at 59.80 for the fourth quarter of 2015. We've got the first quarter of next year about the same, 58.62, and the futures are right in that range too right now. So February futures. So that's not very good. Now, the good thing is with this corn and soybean crop, we've got costs in the mid-60s, so those don't represent huge losses for producers, but we've got red ink for the fourth quarter this year and the first quarter next year.
In their August Livestock, Dairy, and Poultry Outlook, USDA's Economic Research Service predicted pork production would increase 2.4% in the second half of 2016. They projected that increase would drive hog prices 8.3% lower. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.